Welcome mga dudes at mga dudettes. Ito na naman si Kevin live dito sa Justice Open Studios para sa isa na namang pagtatanghal ng elitistang Weibo Podcast. Kamusta naman kayo guys? I hope everyone is doing good kung ano man yung ginagawa natin. Ako, ito, late na nagre-record sa park. Kasi yun nga, kahapon is like a busy day. Even though na yun, yung usual na recording natin is yun, Sundays, pero yun, Sunday kasi kahapon is like yung ano, yung LET exam ng kapatid ko. So yun, sinamahan ko siya sa undisclosed location, de joke lang. So yun, sinamahan ko siya dun sa pag-e-examan niya para kumuha ng licensure exam for teachers. So yun, buti pa siya makukuha na ng LET. Ako di man lang nakapagtapos ng college. So enough of telling about my failures as a human being. So yun, ito na nga. It's the second leg of our Mex Madness, and I know excited na kayo malaman kung ano yung pag-uusapan natin for the second leg, but before that, let's do some hype and hyups. So, yun, for the hypes, episode 3 ng King Oger is already out. And yun, nilabas na rin nila yung opening song nila. It's catchy as heck. So, yun, ang lakas maka-anime vibes nung, ano, nung opening song. In which, yun nga, ano naman talaga. Since, yun, the implosion of the anime sa pop culture ng Japan, other series, especially some of the tokusatsu series, yun, adapted an anime aesthetic style of doing openings. So yun, moral metaphors, visual metaphors, some spoilers out of context, tapos yun, but enough of the opening though. Yeah, the opening is good. So, yun, ilang beses ko na siyang pinapakinggan now kasi may mga nag-upload na nung TV version. So, in a month of two, I hope available na siya sa Spotify and sa YouTube Music. So, pwede ko na siyang idagdag sa Tokusatsu playlist ko. So, and that's it. But episode 3 though is another good one. Pinakilala na yung ano, yung Third Ranger si Kamakiri. Kamakiri Oja. Yun. Di ko kaya yung boss nung ano, nung sound effects nung ano, nung transformations, but yeah, Kamakiri Oja is a really good character. Yun. Yun, so yun, I think I'm hooked with the 47th Sentai. So yun, abangan nyo yung ano, yung weekly recaps. Wow, weekly recaps talaga. But yeah, I'll be talking about my feelings watching the series as it goes, and yun, maririnig nyo yung ano, maririnig yung mga yan on the next episodes ng podcast na to. Another one na excited ako na in-announce was the Hakubain Mark 2 from Super Robot Wars Original Generations is already been announced. So yun, may dagdag na naman po tayo from the Original Generation line. And yun, from Altisen to Gespens, yung Black Gespens. I think ano pa lang ba yung napapalabas? So they have Altisen. Gespens, yung itim na kay Gilliam. And now they have already announced yun, Hakubain Mark 2. So yun, dalawa from the main mechs ng ATX team sa Super Robot Wars OG is already been out. So that's Altisen and Hakubain. Let's hope na yung susunod na HG nila is a Wiz Raider. So yun, I'm excited na yun yung sunod nilang i-announce. And also, naglabas na naman ng bagong HG line si Bandai, because of course. And this time, ang bago nilang HG line is for the Macross series. So, if you don't know Macross, yun lang naman yung pinagkuna ng US for the Robotech series, or one of the three series na kinuha ng Harmony Gold for the Robotech series. And yun, they announced na ang unang ilalabas nila for the HG line. I hope it's a VF1J, but it's not. It's a YF19 from Macross Plus. One of the Macross sequels. It's a good design for the first installment ng HG line, pero medyo ano lang, I'm kind of bummed kasi yun nga, hindi BF1J or BF1 yung una na nilabas. Parang ano, parang sinabi mo na dapat nung nilabas yung High Grade Gundams, ang Universal Century, dapat yung una na nilabas was Double Zeta instead ng RX-782. But that's just me. So yun, I look forward na makakuha ako ng kit. It's on the list, of course. It's on the list of the never-ending gun plus and plastic models that I wanna buy. So, yun. If it's meant to be, mapupunta sa atin yan. So, antay-antay na lang tayo. Hindi naman tayo nagmamadali. And, yun. Speak of Macross, it's the 40th anniversary of the first Macross. Of course, Macross from 1980-something. It's one of the classics of the mecha genre or the real robot genre. So basically, that's your space battleship Yamato plus mechs, transformable mechs plus idols. So yun, para siyang, ano ba, para siyang Gundam na nilagyan mo ng Love Live or something like that. So yun, actually on our first installment ng Mech Madness, we had talked about Macross and why I like it as a series, and I have it titled Macross pa rin, mga ulul. So yeah, and that title is based on a thing na sinasabi ng mga supporters of a certain candidate. Kasi that time na nilabas ko yung episode, it's like near the election or the presidential election. Kaya yun, I titled it Macross pa rin, mga ulol. So, yun. If you have not listened to that episode, nasa feed lang natin yan. So, hanapin nyo lang yung napakagandang title na yan. And yun, I just geek out for like 30 minutes about Macross and why I like Macross as a series. And with that, oh, may isa pa pala. Congratulations. Yeah, and before I forgot, it's last week was the Oscars. So it's like a movie thing. So yun, Hollywood is giving awards to films that are exceptional for the past year. So yun, to much surprise, Everything Everywhere All at Once won a lot of awards because it's a really good movie. Let's say about that. Pero yun, dahil nga medyo ano, due to the climate of things in Hollywood, in the US, or yung political climate sa US right now. So yun, medyo yun, may mga tao na siguradong won't accept that movie by like made by Americans, that was cast by Asians, and like some small time actors have bagged a lot of awards. Pero that's beside the question. That movie is really good, and yun, ilang beses ko na siya napanood, and dare I say na Everything Everywhere All at Once is the best multiverse movie made. Yun, mas maganda pa siya sa Spider-Man No Way Home. Because I said so. But yeah, congratulations to Michelle Yeoh, to, I'm not gonna say his name, but si Lit Short Round from Indiana Jones. And yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis also got her award as well as a supporting actress. And yun, congratulations to the movie for getting all those awards. And yeah, they deserve it because it's a really, really good movie. So with that taken out, yeah, let's jump onto our hypes and high-ups. But before that, a few message from our friends. And we're back. So, alam mo, ano natin, pag-uusapan natin ngayon as the second leg of our Mech Madness. So, if you have not heard yung intro kanina, I have put a soundbite there of a gaming or of a game developer. So it goes like Yun, inulit ko pa talaga, no, kahit narinig niyo na siya sa simula ng episode na to. But it has like a really remarkable, not really remarkable, but a logo that is easy to remember, and that sound would only be with that logo, or yun na, no, na-associate mo na siya sa ganun. And if you are into the mecha genre, you might, yun, you might come by that logo, the, I don't know, para siyang ano, Masquerade Nightwing or something, or yeah, an eye mask, and yun, yun nga, yung sound, yun, yun. Inulit ko pa talaga ulit for the third time, di ba? So, second time, hindi ako marunog bilang, sorry. But, yeah, let's talk about that particular game, game developing company, and the original mechs that they have produced through the years. And, of course, I'm talking about Banpresto. So, yan, kaya, if you see the title of this episode, I titled it Banpresto OG Special. OG shirts for, of course, not original Gangsta, because that's another one. But yeah, it's original generation. So, let's talk first about Banpresto. Ano ba tong Banpresto na to? Ano ba to? Factory ba to ng biskuit? Or ng cookies? Hindi. I wish they are, but they are not. Banpresto was a game development company, and also like they also like do toys as well. Nung na-integrate sila into Bandai, but Banpresto was a game development company started in the 70s, 1977 and whatnot. And they have made a few small games here and there, pero hindi sila nagkaroon ng masyadong impact within the industry until like late 80s, nung they got integrated. I think it's late 80s, early 90s. They got integrated into Bandai. Of course, Bandai is a toy company that does merchandise for a lot of toys and anime toys, anime figures for several studios. So with Bandai and Banpresto, so parang si Bandai gusto mag-expand into the video games, and this upstart company has been struggling on how to make their name into the gaming landscape sa Japan. So yun, Banpresto got integrated into Bandai, and one of their first stint as a Bandai company or a subsidiary of Bandai is a little game we called Super Robot Wars. Yun, I already geek out on it on the 9th episode of my podcast. Yun, Super Robot Hype. If you have not listened to it, that's way back season 1 ng podcast na to. So, yeah, Super Robot Wars is a game in which several robot franchises or robot series has been combined into a crossover with a yun, incorporating the elements in the story of each. Of course, Super Robot Wars has been running for the past 30 years, and it just started with a Mazinger robot, Mazinger Z, Geta Robo, and the Universal Century Gundam, which usually became the Super Robot Wars trilogy, and subsequent sequels of the series have added other franchises as well as like your Macross, your Braves, your Gao Gaigars, other Gundam series as well, not just your Universal Century but the alternate universes as well, and other obscure titles like Godanar, King Gainer, and a lot, Aquarion, Gravion, and yun, mauubos yung oras natin if I just talk about all the series na naisama na onto the Super Robot Wars franchise. And of course, it blew up. Super Robot Wars has been like one a successful title, so kaya nga tumagal siya ng 30 years of just several games spanning from handhelds to consoles to like PC versions now with your VXT trilogy. So yeah, they dug gold on like doing those crossovers or crossover titles with like several titles na na-acquire ni Bandai like robots, tokusatsu series, yeah, tokusatsu franchises like your Kamen Riders and Ultraman. Yun. Kasi nga, since Bandai have a slew of titles na yun, ginagawa nila ng toys and whatnot. And since Banpresto is originally a game developing company, so yun, it's like a match made in heaven. So Banpresto is allowed to use some titles because yun, they are being licensed by Bandai. So yun, other from the Super Robot Wars games, they have created another set of video games using the franchises or the series that has been licensed to Bandai. So other titles na ginawa ni Banpresto is your Another Century episode. So Another Century episode is like your Super Robot Wars, pero instead of it of a over the top RPG, it's a third person shooter na in the vein of like your Gundam versus or your ano ba yung mga third person, yeah, like your Max Payne if you're more familiar with like Western games, and yun, parang Devil May Cry pero syempre hindi siya hack and slash, but you get the gist. It's like behind the back, over the shoulder, third camera view, and it uses like also a lot of robots from Sunrise, like your Gundams, your Lasers, and also have like your Geta Robos. Combat Nervi is also on Another Century episode. So it's also like a really good series of games na hindi nagkaroon or hindi nagkaroon ng official English release. So if you can scour the internet for the game, I think ROMs of it are available, and if you have an emulator for a PS1 or PS2, I think up until the PS3 they have like Another Centuries being made. You should have a feel of Another Century episode game because it's a different experience from your typical Super Robot Wars game. Another one na ginawa nila it's the Kompati Heroes. Kompati Heroes is somewhat a crossover between Ultraman, Kamen Rider, and Gundam. So why bakit yung tatlong yun? Because why not? It's awesome. So it's like a side-scrolling platforming game na yun, pwede kang gumamit ng Ultraman, pwede kang gumamit ng Gundam, and pwede kang gumamit ng Kamen Rider. So it's the Kompati Heroes. And surprise, surprise, they have dabbled into the RPG as well with their not really the flagship, but one of the games na ginawa nila is, I think it's more of an original game. It's the Samurai Knight series. I think we already have like Samurai Knight 5 on your PS Vita or the PS3. So yun, Samurai Knight is also a game under the Banpresto banner. So they have this display pen or a box of toys na yun nga, punong-puno ng mga robot series na ranging from your Mazinger to your Godanars or to your Aquarians. So sabi ni Banpresto, why not we do something different? Yes, we have this slew of toys na pwede nating ilagay onto our games, but let's do something special with our Super Robot Wars games. And thus the originals or the Banpresto originals were born. So back in the PS1 era, I think SNES pa yata, or no, I'm not sure. You can look it up online, please, kasi I'm not a know-it-all guy. So, back in the late 90s, they have ginagawa nila yung Super Robot Wars games. So, they are like on the Alpha series na. So, the Alpha series had introduced what they called a Banpresto original. So, a Banpresto original, from the name itself, is a original design or original mecha created by Banpresto And since na yun, it's an original design or an original concept created by Banpresto, so hindi siya associated with an existing series, so the profits is gonna be full on them. So yun, sabi nga, yun nga, money makes the world go round. So yun, dahil gusto ni Banpresto na madagdumagdag or madagdagan yung kita nila, and yeah, using the license mix or the license series, there's a cut sa profits na yun, no, mapupunta doon sa originator or the original creators of the said series. So yun, kaya naisip ni Banpresto na yeah, let's do some of our original designs so that yun, pag ginawa natin siyang toy or napunta siya sa game, by makukuha din tayong porsyento if they are gonna be used to a different medium or for a different thing. So if ginawa siyang toy, may makukuha tayo. If ginawa siyang anime, makakuha din tayo. So that's why yun, the Banpresto original is born. So they have several of it, or actually since the Alpha series, they have introduced an original mech. There are times na they would create a super robot type na original and a real robot type original. So lesson, Mecha 101, what is a real robot and a super robot? So basically your super robots are yung robots nyo na yun, powered by guts, more of a super heroic type that fights monsters, aliens, and whatnot. And yun, di masyadong, yun, hindi siya ganun ka-grounded as per your real robot. So, your real robots naman is, usually, yun yung military made, yun yung medyo grounded, and yun. There are also like difference na ginagawa in the games. Your super robot is more tankier but slower. Yung real robots mo naman is your evasion types na yun, mababa yung HP pero yun, mataas ang evasion and anything like and yun, sa meta ng games na yun. But let's talk Banpresto Originals. So Banpresto Originals, yun nga, gumagawa sila ng several, actually like two of those on each game, a real robot and a super robot. Tapos there are also like games na isa lang siya, either it's a super or a real. Tapos there are also times na in a series, iba-iba ng original yung ilalabas. Like yung Z series, iba yung protagonist ng Z1 at iba yung protagonist ng Z2 at yun, pinagsama-sama sila sa Z3. So yun, but other from that, actually, that's just the gist of a Banpresto original. So, in the early 2000s, Game Boy Advance era na ito. So, nakakailan na sila na original mechas, ng original robot. So, Banpresto have decided na, you know what? Nakakarami na tayo ng original designs or ng original mechs. Why not let's put them on a game with its own lore, with its own stories? Actually, it's back in the 90s pa ginagawa nila yon with their Masoki Shin, your elemental heroes with your Psybusters, Grandsons, and whatnot. So, may iba pa silang original mechs na ginawa. Then, so what Banpresto did is, gumawa sila ng Super Robot Wars style game, so in the vein of the Super Robot Wars series, and titled it appropriately, Super Robot Wars Original Generations or Super Robot Wars OG para mas madaling tandaan. So the OG series is the series of games na walang licensed robots from the franchise na nakukuha nila from Bandai. So all of them are just original designs made by Banpresto, and yun, it has launch a new slew of games in the vein of the Super Robot Wars. So it has like almost the same gameplay as a Super Robot Wars game. The lore is mostly like a mishmash of like several mecha series, but all of the designs, the names, the robots, the mechs are all Banpresto's. So And it's still running until this day with your Super Robot Wars OG Moon Dwellers, in which they incorporated the original characters from Super Robot Wars MX with your Compatikaiser. Compatikaiser is from the Compati Heroes games and Super Robot Wars J on the Game Boy. So that's your Moon Dwellers. So now, yun, tuloy-tuloy pa rin sila sa paggawa ng original mechs or ng original designs for mechs for the Super Robot Wars. And down along the line, they will create another original generation game that will incorporate more of the original robots that they have already made. So, eto, this is the fun part. I'll tell you some of my favorite Banpresto originals and yun, kung saan nyo sila malalaro if matatandaan ko pa. So, hindi ganun kadami yung mga nalaro ko from the Super Robot Wars and the Super Robot Wars OG games. So, these are mababago siya once I played more of these games in the future. But for now, these are my favorites. So, yun, nasabi ko na yung ilan kanina. Yun, your Hakibines. So, the Hakibine is, yun, para siyang Gundam. It looks like a Gundam, but it's named Hakibine. And kulay violet siya, mostly. And it incorporated, like, something of a black hole engine. Yun yung lore niya sa game. So, a black hole engine is, yun, an engine nga that utilizes the power of the black hole for you know, extra firepower and whatnot. So, there are already several incarnations of the Hakibine. Yun, yung original Hakibine is yung Hakibine. We have Hakibine Mark II from the Super Robot Wars OG games. Actually, Hakibine Mark II, and Hakibine Mark III are all in the Super Robot Wars OG games. So, Original Generation 1 and Original Generations 2 on the Game Boy Advance have that. Ang cute ng design niya, kulay violet siya. So, para siyang Titan's Color na Gundam Mark II. So, and yun nga, it incorporated like somewhat of a black hole weapon, like a black hole cannon. Mark III has like the boxer frame na meron siyang parang exosuit. So, the suit has an exosuit na para siya maging tanke, like a super robot. So, yeah, that's why I really enjoy the Hakibine because of the variations of designs that he have from Mark 1, Mark 2, and Mark 3. And they also have the Mark 30 in celebration of the 30th anniversary of the Super Robot Wars. And yun yung original mech sa Super Robot Wars 30, which is out for several years now. So, yun, Super Robot War Mark 30 or Hakibine Mark 30 is para siyang may ano, may tatlong X sa mata. So, para siyang may pink glasses. So, but it's a really fun design though. So, yun, another one of my favorite from the original generation or from the original Banpresto designs is, okay, nasabi ko na yung Hakibine. So, isamin na natin isa niya pang kasama sa ATX team. It's the Altizen. So, Altizen or Altizen is a mecha piloted by Kyosuke Namgu. So, it's a super robot pero yung style niya is pang super robot kasi it tanks hits. And it has like really, really in-your-face na weaponry. So, yung right hand niya was a stake na nilalagyan ba ng bala. So, it's a revolver stake. So, yeah, the other hand is an autocannon that shoots bullets. Yung shoulder pads niya is a freaking missile. Is a claymore launcher. So, yun, napaka-in your face niya. And if you get up close and personal, yung horn niya is actually heat-generated. So, he could heat it up that horn, lovingly called the heat horn, and attack you with it. So, and it's upgrade, Altizen. So, in the story, Altizen was destroyed by a different mecha, the Solgain, na galing sa alternate universe or on an alternate timeline. I know, may time travel na, so it's a bit convoluted. But doon lang muna tayo kasi we're not digging into the lore of the Super Robot Wars or the original generations universe. So, Solgain defeated Altisen, and instead of making the Altisen or yung upgrade ng Altisen to be a much leaker, more evasive type na ano, kasi nga hindi naman yun yung style ni Kyosuke. So what he did is he just beef up the robot, so a bigger stake, a bigger cannon, a bigger horn, and a bigger shoulder pad for bigger claymore missiles. So yun, and that's the Altisen Reese na upgrade ng Altisen. So the robot was so bulky, ginamitan siya ng flying engine or I forget the name, o Tesla drive yata yung pangalan nun. But nilagyan siya ng floating unit para lang mabalance yung ano, kasi sobrang bigat ng revolver bumper o yung stake sa kabilang kamay, so it would it's napaka unbalanced ng weight niya, so magmumukha siyang pike pag regular na ano lang. So nilagyan nila yun ng something para to alleviate the weight of the weapon. So that's your Altisen. Another duo original design na ginawa ng Ban Presto is your Daigengar and Ossensator. So Daigengar and Ossensator are two partner robots, so piloted siya ng dalawang the manliest men in all of mechs. That's Zanger Zonbolto, the surge that cuts evil, and another one was I forget his name, but he is a brother of one of the main characters. So Daigengar is your big sword type, Obari big sword type, close range robot, and your Ossensator is your speedy range type. And Ossensator is also be able to transform to a horse, kasi like yung pilot nga nun is like into horses as well, so he called it Trombe, yung black horse. So yun, and then Daigengar can ride the Ossensator because real men rides each other. So but it's awesome though, once na nagcombine yung dalawa, they can run through space. Fuck gravity, because manliness is the best energy of all. So yun, they're man ganun. So yun, that's your Daigengar and Ossensator. And ano pa ba? Ang dami magagandang original designs from Ban Presto. So ilan sa mga ano, I think it's gonna be my like runner-ups, ang mga favorite designs ko of the series, your Astellion, your Fair Lions. Astellion is like it's originally like a craft for long space travels, pero yun nga, because we are at war, it was also equipped to be able to fend for itself, so nagta-transform siya into a mecha. That's your Astellion. Fair Lions is a duo of mechs that is piloted by Latuni and Frinches Shine. So mukha siyang fairy robot. So yun, that's your Fair Lions. Latuni is controlling both robots. And si Princess Shine yung would act like as a brain, because Princess Shine has this ability to see the future. So parang siyang new type. So basically Latuni is controlling two robots, and Shine is like the ones who will anticipate the movements of the enemies. So something like that. Another duo robot na ano is your Wild Worger. And nakalimutan ko yung isa, yung kay Siola. So it's like your Waste Raider and Altisen Light. So it's another good design na ginawa nila. And of course, ba't natin kakalimutan yung Grangust? Grangust is their version of the Mazinger. So Grangust, or actually not Mazinger, but it's their version of Trider. Dietern 3. Come with me, Dietern 3. 1, 2, 3. So, yun. Grangas is able to transform into a tank and into a plane. So, and of course, a robot. And it's somewhat like your Mazinger Z as well. Because yun, chest weapon, sword weapon, and boost knuckle or rocket punch weapon. So, it has like several incarnations as well. Your Grangas, Grangas 2, and your Grangas 3, yung which is like a Grangas with a big sword. Another one na gusto ko rin yung design and the concept of it is Ryukyuo and Kuryuo. So, Ryukyuo and Kuryuo is more of yung super robot types na medyo mystical yung origins. Like your, ano ba yung mga mystical origins? Yung Raiden. Like your Raidens na nagtatransform into two different robots. So, Kuryuo is a tiger-based mecha, more into close-range combat, weaponries, and meron siyang nunchuck, meron siyang spear, and of course, the claws, and a fucking drill. A freaking drill, like your Getter 2. And Ryukyuo is more of the range type, magic type, na ano, so yun. And it's also been piloted by Bullet and like Kusuha from the original generations of games. And yun, those are like my favorites na hindi ko na masyadong i-expand, but my favorite, and actually it seems to be also the favorite of the Band Presto people, is a little robot called SRX, or the super robot type 00. So basically, SRX is a combination of three real robots, your appropriately named R1, R2, and R3, super robot real robot type 1, 2, and 3. Tapos when the situation is dire, they'll do the variable formation, and R1, R2, and R3 will become a super robot. Tapos yung ulo ng robot, yung visor niya is actually designed like the Band Presto logo. So alam mo na yun yung gagamitin nilang mascot, and that's the mascot of Band Presto for quite some time. And fun fact, yung isa sa mga weapons ng SRX, kasi nasa Super Robot Wars 30 yung SRX, yung eye weapon or yung eye laser weapon ng SRX, if it's able to destroy an enemy or kill the enemy using the eye weapon or the eye laser weapon, lalabas yung Band Presto logo and the iconic sound. So yun, that's why it's awesome. And also, yun nga, since it's a super robot, all its attack is awesome. Tapos yung pilot pa niya, si Ryusei, is actually a super robot fanboy. So kahit na it's a robot made for military, and there's no need for naming it like SRX, and the weapons are just like weapons. No. Because it's a super robot, you need to shout the weapons. Gaon Genocider, T-Link Knuckle, actually it's for R1, but get the gist. Guy's Knuckle, Blade Kick, and a lot more. So yun, kaya Super Robot Wars Type X is awesome, and that's my favorite so far of the original generation's designs. So what's as we wind down with this crazy rambling about me geeking out on the Band Presto original robots, what do I want to see in the future? Of course, more original designs for the Band Presto people. More toys. Kasi, yun nga, as per the hypes and the hypes that I said kanina, they have the OG line as HGs now, or high grade kits. So more of those, please. A Sentinel Ryobot SRX has already been out, pero that's like nasa like over 10,000 peso range. So if kaya ng technology, or kaya talaga ng technology, if kaya ng Bandai for an HG SRX, I'm gonna get it. Kasi that's how I love SRX is, but For now, siguro, if I really wanted something in na gusto na lang ibalik in the future, kasi magkaroon ulit ng choice with, well, ginagawa naman nila. However, it's just one robot na nilalabas na nila on the origin, as an original character dun sa mga licensed Super Robot Wars games nila. But yeah, in the middle of the game, they're still gonna make you, ano ba yung upgrade niya? Is it a real robot upgrade or a super robot upgrade? So there's still an element of choosing between a super robot and a real robot, pero what I wanted is actually, ano, it's a separate thing. It's a separate real robot and a separate super robot na pagpipilian mo on the start of the game, and sa kalagitnaan ng game, it will be upgraded into a much better real robot or a much better super robot. So parang yun yung nawala from the modern Super Robot Wars games when it comes to their originals. But yeah, that's just me. As long as they give me the choice of choosing a super robot and a real robot, I'll be fine with it. And I look forward of getting more original generations, generations series of games, and yeah, darating tayo dyan pag dumating tayo dyan. I think one of these days mag-a-announce ng panibagong OG series si Bandai Namco, sorry, sabihin ko sana Ban Presto, kaso you know, Ban Presto is already been absorbed into Bandai Namco, but they are still using, of course, the Ban Presto originals as their as a toy line. So yun, I'm still gonna be happy with it. So, and they're still using the iconic sound kahit hindi na masyadong ginagamit yung logo, but you are still gonna hear it. Talaga inuulit-ulit ko na siya, no? Yeah, it's an earworm. So, yun. So, before we end this crazy ramblings of mine for like... Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm already like talking for like 40 minutes. So, I know na nagsasawa na kayo sa bosses ko for this week. So, tama na muna yan for now. So, yeah, super thank you talaga for you people, for you dudes and dudettes currently listening or patuloy na nakikinig or nakikinig on this podcast. Yeah, yun, balik tayo sa pagre-record sa park, and yun, I really hope na we have more robot action awesomeness to talk of, to talk about, and yun, I'm cooking something with Kage and Geek Out Gaijin in regards to Mech's Madness, and I'm thinking on what to do on the season finale, kasi like after these 4 episodes of Mech's Madness, a finale episode is gonna be, I'm gonna be doing a finale episode sa pagtatapos ng season 3 ng Elitistang Weibo Podcast, but that's another topic for another day, and I really hope nakasama pa rin namin kayo on those episode. So, for the socials, you can follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/elitistangwebpod. My personal Twitter and Instagram is both at elitistangkebs, and on the description of this episode, there are links, affiliated links for Shopee and Lazada. So, if you have items on your cart that you wanna check out, malapit na rin yung 3-3 sale. So, yeah, if you have items on your cart before checking out, kindly use the links on the description, one for Shopee and one for Lazada. So, just use any of those depending on the shopping platform that you're using, and just continue with the checkout process, because a small portion of those checkouts using the link is gonna be given to us to keep the lights on for the podcast. So with that out of the picture, I hope na yun, kasama pa rin namin kayo sa susunod nating mech topic, and yun, super thank you talaga sa patuloy niyong paikinig sa podcast na to, and excited na ako makausap ulit kayo sa susunod na episode, because there will be more mecha, more robots to talk about. So gandito na lang muna tayo, guys. Huwag kayong mag-alala. Magbabalik tayo for next week, for the next episode. Kaya, yun. Kaya huwag kayong mawawala. Magbabalik pa ang Elitistang Weibo Podcast. Zet!